This is TWiT.
What we're here doing tonight is kind of special for me because I, like you and most everybody, go to QRZ.com at least two or three times a day, just checking different things, and you can buy gear there. You can talk to people there online with different questions. The main thing is they bring us all of this up-to-date news about this wonderful hobby of ours. And the guy that started it is Fred Lloyd, and he's live with us tonight. Fred, we're so happy to have you, and congratulations. This is your 25th year?
That's right, Bob, and thanks for having me on. It's hard to believe that 25 years have gone by, and here's one interesting thing about it. When I started QRZ, there was no World Wide Web at all. So that's an interesting fact.
How did you do that?
Well,
what format?
The original QRZ was a CD-ROM back when CDs were pretty popular. When CDs were first starting to come out, people were looking for things to put on their computer, and I was discussing. I was on a ham radio chat room, a text chat room online, and this was again before the World Wide Web. This was done just using terminal computers, and we talked about ham radio. And somebody said, "Hey, would sure be nice to get the call sign database." And one thing led to another. I got a copy of it. And I started a dial-up bulletin board. And then after a short while, I met some people on the internet, and they agreed to let me put my server on their premises. And that was the start of QRZ as we know it today.
My goodness. Well, we all, I know, everybody that I know uses QRZ, and we appreciate all you do. As you noticed when Victor was bringing that up, you do so much for Ham Nation, too, and George's Amateur Logic, and we had our wonderful weather gal, and you make sure that everybody knows what's going on, and that's why I look at it every day, because you can see what's going on or what's interest to you and go find it. So we appreciate you doing all of this. And how many people do you have in your office making all this happen?
Well, QRZ has basically four full-time employees. That includes me, and I'm not really full-time. Jamie, KF7WIS, she's the CEO. And then we have Stephen, VA7STV. He's up in Kelowna, Canada, near in British Columbia. And then Todd, KG7MAK, who does nothing but customer support for us. So there's four of us. We don't have an office. We don't have any physical building whatsoever. Everyone works from home. And so we're a true virtual company. All of our servers and everything are in the cloud. We don't own any computers now. We used to, but now everything's in the Amazon cloud. And that has proven to be very, very good for us in terms of performance and everything else.
Yeah, that's great. Well, we need to talk about the big contest. And I'm just going to let you go and tell us what you're doing. This is an amazing sweepstake. So tell us all about what's happening and what's going to happen and all the prizes people are going to win. My goodness, that's great.
Okay, Bob. Well, that's right. For our 25th anniversary, we're having a sweepstakes. And several sponsors, including Bob Heil, and as well as a few others, have contributed prizes, and we're getting more prizes every day. We just added another new one yesterday. But basically, we're going to have a giant sweepstakes where it costs nothing to join, but we are having a trivia contest. You know, we've been collecting trivia questions for more than 10 years from all over the internet, and a lot of people have come to us and donated questions to the site. And so now we've got a couple of thousand trivia questions, and we're taking those, and we've announced a daily trivia quiz. And so at the end of the daily trivia quiz, you're automatically entered into the sweepstakes to win one of these great prizes. And let me tell you about these prizes. The grand prize is the new Yaesu FTDX101. This is the new SDR from Yaesu. This radio hasn't even been approved yet from the FCC. So we're hoping it'll be approved any day now. And as soon as it is, it'll be our grand prize. And that's everyone is really excited about it. Just go to the QRZ website and click on the sweepstakes article, and you can see, you can learn more about that fantastic Yaesu. Also, Bob Heil, as I mentioned before, is a sponsor, and he's giving us one of his new parametric receive audio units. It's a fantastic audio console for your station, and a headset, one of the great Heil headsets, and a powered speaker. It's a great audio system, one, frankly, I'd like to have in my own shack. And thanks a lot, Bob. I'm sure someone's going to really enjoy that. Also, Gigaparts, who's helping us with the grand prize, is also providing an antenna analyzer, a Rig Expert AA55, which is a great tool that should be in any shack. And then our Finder. I don't know if you've seen these Android radios they have or not, but they're really something. It's a dual band, or it's a single band UHF radio that is, it's also a smartphone, if you can believe that. It's an Android smartphone and a dual band radio, and it has the worldwide repeater directory built in. This is fantastic. And of the prizes that we're getting, Comet Antenna just donated a Model 500 Mark II antenna analyzer. That is on the prize list now. And R&L Electronics has pitched in a 30-amp switching power supply. So that's six prizes already, and I'm sure there's going to be more. You should check back on the site every day. And by the way, each time you play the trivia quiz each day, you're entered in again. Your name goes in the hat again to win one of these prizes. These prizes will be given away individually, so there's going to be a lot of chances to win. In fact, I would say much greater than winning your typical state lottery. It's going to be really something. And we're going to make the announcement. Let's see. I'll have to get back to you on that. It's in the article. I just forgot the date that the sweepstakes ends. But anyway, it's in about a month from now. But meantime, those are some of the details. And if you have any questions about it, just go to QRZ and look for sweepstakes on the front page and start playing those trivia quizzes. They're a lot of fun. And I should know because I designed them. So back to you, Bob.
Oh, that's great. Well, I am so happy for you. I heard some guys on the air last night that, you know, how we conjugate on 75 meters. We have our little groups. And this one group, they were already in there talking about answering the trivia questions because one of the guys was filling it out. So there's a lot of interest. But we have to do that to support QRZ because I don't know where we'd be without you. And I really personally appreciate all that you and your staff does to make this thing happen for us. It's been just great. So we're looking for another 25 years.
I should tell you about one of the trivia questions. The one that was up there earlier today asked, when did Art Collins start his radio company? And the answer is 1931. But we had a lot of people writing into us that, oh, it was 1933. I was there for the 50th anniversary in 1983. I know. Well, we researched this. As it turns out, Art started his company in 1931 in the basement of his house and then became a real business in 1933. So 1931 gets the credit for the trivia quiz.
Maybe this would be the time to put the trivia question. Why do I wear a lot of purple? I've never told anybody that, but there's an answer, and it all has to do with Heil sound and all that kind of stuff. I have never. Maybe this would be the time I should show my face. We'll have to talk about that. Hey, Gordo, I'm sure you have some comments and some questions for Fred. What do you say?
I think it's great. Fred, the speed that your operation works at, that is the computer speed, is just wonderful. Very easy to look up a call sign. And I know all of us appreciate the fact to look up a person's name and then be able to see potentials that could be on the list. So keep up the good work, Fred. And we sure hope to see you at Quartz Fest in January.
Well, yeah, that's great. That's cool. Yeah. Now, George, you get a lot of play on the QRZ pages. I'm sure that you'll have some things to say to Fred. Go ahead, George.
Oh, yeah. Fred, thanks so much for the fantastic website there. I just had one question I'm always curious of. Did you have any idea when you started it how popular it would become?
You know, I didn't really. When I got started, things were so simple back then. I mean, literally, it was dial-up bulletin board with a modem. And when I started my web page, and I have a picture of it somewhere, the first web page, it just had a few things on it. You know, I didn't really know what was going. I was sort of just sharing what I had with other people, and it. Really, the impetus was for the whole thing was to sell the CDs. And so I just made them easy to buy and kept collecting the data. And it was all about the data, all about keeping the data. And it was basically just a labor of love. It was about 5 years later when I was on vacation and with a small shortwave radio. I was out in the South Pacific. And I was sitting on a beach listening to a couple of people talk on ham radio. And one of them said, "Hey, I'm good on QRZ. How about you?" And when I heard that, I thought, I think this is going to be big. So, wow.
Well, thanks a lot for doing it, Fred. Certainly has really been an asset to the ham community. I doubt there are many hams who don't visit QRZ just real frequently. Anytime I want to know somebody's call sign or who this particular person is, there's always the answer right there.
Yeah, I've got a lot of funny stories about it. You know, there some people they get angry at us for, you know, a variety of things if they don't like our policy or this or that or whatever. And sometimes the guys will say, "Well, take me off your site. Remove me right now." And so we say, "Okay," and we do. It's funny thing is, a few weeks later, they come back and say, "Please put me back on the site. People are starting to call me a pirate now on the air."
Well, yeah, it's certainly that's the first place, and in most cases, the only place you go to look, and it's not just the FCC data there. You know, you've got more, it's been curated. People can add their own content there with their call sign. So great resource, and thanks, Fred, and the whole crew.
Thank you, George. I appreciate it.
We really appreciate you being here. Any last words you want to tell us other than everybody go over there and get into the contest? Any last words or anything that you want to tell us that's coming or whatever?
Yes, I want to sincerely thank the whole ham community for making QRZ what it is, for the support that you've given me. Our entire family here at QRZ thanks you as well. And I want you to know that, QRZ is a business, but it's also my heart. My heart was in it the day it was founded, and it's going to be in it, permanently, because that's what QRZ is all about. It's about amateur radio and making it the best hobby that it can be, and to serve all the amateurs and all the people that have helped me, it's the big 360 where it all comes back. And I'm so glad that you're here. And as long as I'm here and beyond, QRZ will be there for you. Thank you all so very much.
We're so so proud of you and appreciate all that you do. And we'll look forward to hearing about the contest, who wins it all. And I can share all your sentiments. We're going into our 53rd year, and Heil Sound started out as a hobby, but look what happened. So, but it's all about the people behind me, that's for sure. Thanks, Fred, for your time today. Hello to your wife, your family, and everybody at QRZ, and we'll keep you in mind on this contest. We want to hear who's going to win all that. So maybe we'll have you back, and you can talk about that. So,
all right,
thanks
thank
very
you,
much.
Appreciate it. 73.
All right, so yeah, there you go. Well. And not much to be said about it because everybody knows about QRZ, I'm sure.